Ken is in Dawsonville. Ken, you're on News Radio 106.7.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
My butt hurts. That's how I'm doing. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, if your butt hurts, then I needed a proctologist when I got here, because I'm from New York.
Right.
Came down about 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have five vehicles. Three of them are relatively old vehicles, but two are two Toyotas. One's an 07, one's an 08.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in, I figured, I'm not going to tell my wife. It'll be a few hundred dollars, maybe
exactly.
500. Not a big deal.
Right.
Being from New York. I turn around, and she goes to me, well, your two Toyotas, the assessed value and the tax will be $2,300. That's without my, and that was without my three other older vehicles. And I almost fell over, and she basically did the same thing, like, what's wrong?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Well,
it's only $2,300 for the privilege of driving in Georgia.
Yeah, no one warned us about this. So the only saving grace was they told, well, you can pay half up front and half within a year's time. So, I mean, I have money to pay, but, it's kind of like sticker shock when you're expecting to pay, $500.
Exactly. Ken, that's how they get you. I'm telling you, the reason why you had to pay $2,300 for your tags here in Georgia, the Bilderbergers are behind it. And now they've grabbed our mayor, Kasim Reed. When we come back, Tony Gosling, editor of the website Bilderberg.org, will join us to reveal the dark secrets that are about to arrive in Atlanta.
News never stops, and neither do we. Atlanta's local news team brings you local news 24/7. Fox 5 News and News Radio 106.7. Back to Michael Graham on News Radio 106.7.
It's 10:19. Michael Graham. And by the way, Mayor Kasim, if you happen to be listening and you're on your way to the Bilderberg meeting coming up, it's going on, I guess, starting today. I have a message for your friends you'll be meeting with in Copenhagen.
And I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords. Like to remind them that as a trusted TV personality, I can be helpful in rounding up others to toil in their underground sugar caves.
And is it true that the Bilderbergs were created in order to have someone to liaise with our alien overlords when they arrive? Are they manipulating the international banking system? Or is it just a bunch of geeky people, mostly white, getting together talking politics? Let's ask Tony Gosling, freelance journalist and editor of Bilderberg.org. Tony, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Hi. And if your mayor, Kasim, is on the way there, he's in big trouble because they started a couple of hours ago.
Uh-oh. Well, I assume he's there then. We just found out about it because, as you know, there was a media blackout that he had been invited. That's how the Bilderbergs work, right?
Yeah, that's right. And actually, in the most recent years, we have had a little bit more of an inkling of what's going on because they've released the last couple of years the attendance list a couple of days beforehand. If you ever wonder what's going wrong with your country, as we do here in Britain, we're scratching our head, what on earth is going on? You know, it's all very well when you've got foreign wars, which are causing trouble for other people, but once you've got mass unemployment at home, you know, poverty's going up and up, people getting more and more into debt, can't get a job, you don't need to look much further than these Bilderbergs, because there's no aliens in sight. These guys are the money men.
Okay, so tell people who have no idea what the Bilderbergs are and didn't hear about it until the mayor got invited. What are the Bilderbergs?
Well, they were set up just after World War II, a joint operation, really, between the Europeans and the United States in order to really stop Europe drifting towards communism. There was a real worry at the end of World War II that some of the European countries were going to start voting communists, going to start getting too friendly with the Soviet bloc. And so it was set up in the mid-1950s. And although people didn't realize it at the time, the first chairman of these conferences was Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who was a former SS officer and a former member of the Nazi Party. For 20 years,
wow,
he chaired these conferences. So you can see why people have legitimate concerns. It's all very well poking fun at the Bilderbergs. But, you know, when all the problems, the money problems, the debt problems are coming home to people's doorsteps here in the West, in Europe and the United States, I think, you know, we need to get these guys sorted out because they are actually responsible. People who control most of the money in the Western world are in that conference room at the Marriott Hotel.
I guess what I would like, give me an example of a problem that the Bilderbergs are behind.
Well, you know, look at the European project, for example, with the European Central Bank. I mean, here in Europe, most countries now are screaming under terrible, massive debt problems.
Right.
And this is something which has really been orchestrated by the Bilderbergers, getting everybody into one central currency that's controlled from one central point. And the other thing is a lot of the major people in there are Goldman Sachs people. You know, we're talking about central bankers and Swiss bankers. And if you look around Europe, you'll also see that they're becoming very powerful as presidents of countries, Goldman Sachs. So we are electing people, but we're only getting a choice between one banker and another banker. Basically, it's a cabal, I think, a cult, because they're much more interested, the people in there, in getting richer themselves than they are in us. And that's why the wall of secrecy.
We're talking to Tony Gosling, freelance journalist, editor of Bilderberg.org. So should Atlanta be worried that our mayor is there in Copenhagen right now?
Well, possibly, because I know in the United States, although we don't have such legislation here in Europe, as far as I know, you've got something called the Logan Act, which actually prohibits politicians from going to these sorts of meetings.
Really?
I mean, I don't have any problem with business people meeting up at all. I think that's fine. But once you start to get politicians swearing vows of secrecy before they go into the conference, then you've got a serious problem. I mean, you've got the Logan Act there. So what we've seen over the last 20 years or so, slowly but surely, the senators and the congressmen, their names don't appear on the lists anymore, so that there's no possibility of taking them to court and prosecuting them as criminals
now,
in the U.S.
Tony, I will confess, I'm not up on the Bilderbergs at all. I do, however, hear their name listed with other groups, too, and I was wondering if you could either connect or disassociate them with some of the groups. For example, the Council on Foreign Relations. Is that a similar...
Very close, because
the
CFR was involved in setting them up. Basically, the Council on Foreign Relations is the U.S. big business lobby group for foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
So once you see a company that's having problems with its profits in another part of the world, they will start lobbying through the CFR for changes in foreign policy to help their corporations. So they're very, very close, as we have the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London, mm-hmm. which does exactly the same job here in Britain. But they're very close to big business, and they're really there to make sure that big business gets its way in Europe. Now, it's
but I didn't say, when you say big business getting its way, I mean, like, for example, people talk about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, but the people of America wanted the wars of Afghanistan and Iraq. They both had popular support and both got solid majorities in Congress when they were enacted. How is that a push by, you know, some group of business guys or an international cabal?
Well, big business wants these wars, I'm afraid. This is
but the American
thing
people
that's not
wanted
often
the wars.
Understood. Is, well, it's because they're gaining resources, they're gaining petrochemicals, they're gaining all
there's
these
things.
There's
not a lot of petrochemicals
things.
In Afghanistan. It's not exactly a petrochemical playground.
But it's a very important transit point for gas.
Natural
for example,
gas, right.
Gas. And also, of course, heroin. This is another problem, is that the result of the Afghanistan business is we've now got a tremendously increased supply of heroin from there. Now, this is a really bad thing.
I hate to interrupt. I know it's very rude. I hate to interrupt. I'm sorry. We're almost out of time. I have a hard break. I got to ask you about the Illuminati and the Trilateral Commission. Are they involved, too?
The Trilateral Commission is a very real organization. It was set up not long after Bilderberg to include the Japanese, who are a bit annoyed. But the Illuminati, well, I would suggest your listeners go back to the literature which was written about that at the end of the 1700s, because there's no real connection with the Bilderbergs. But this Illuminati was a very real organization back then. And in a way, it was like a massive scandal for about 20 years, which we've now forgotten about. And it's well worth digging out. A lot of Freemasons, for example, will tell you, and in fact, Masons wrote the best literature on the Illuminati, that this was the beginning of the end of Freemasonry.
Is Mayor Kasim
Reed, many years, the Illuminati have eroded Freemasonry.
Is Mayor Kasim Reed learning a secret handshake right now, and will we have a special place in the one world government now that our mayor is involved?
No, I'm afraid not. But what it is telling
you premium
is that
parking?
He's selling himself out to the bankers. And let's face it. I mean, for example, HSBC are in there. They, in the United States, well done, United States, prosecuted them successfully for massive amounts of money laundering. So he's in with the Bond villains. Best thing to do is ask him when he comes back, what did they say? And I'm afraid he'll tell you, well, I was sworn to secrecy. And you have to ask yourself, is that right?
Tony Gosling, thank you so much for joining us. Bilderberg.org, freelance journalist. I am Michael Graham, trying to tell you the natural truth before it's too late.